call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. That's lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're at WCCB 105.5 The Roar. Ohio sports fan on Twitter writes, isn't that nice helping the Lakers save money while leaving his former team with bad contracts? So adorable about LeBron James. Said in a totally sarcastic manner. The people in Cleveland hate LeBron again. They tore down They tore down the big signs already. You know the chosen one kind of stuff. They tore those down off the buildings already. And I heard some venom from Cleveland fans.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know, look. Listen. What's the word? Fickle. We are fickle, you know, from like 1 second to the next, you know,
he did it to him twice.
Yeah.
You know,
we
once
hate
is
him.
One thing, twice we, is bad.
Yeah. We hate him, love him, hate him, love him, hate him. We're in the hate him stage again. We're in the hate him stage again. Ed, how are you, Ed?
Walter, Trebian.
Yeah. How about that, Ed? Ed, you got to root for something since your Cardinals suck out loud, Ed.
God, that's bad.
How do you get swept by the Braves? Yeah.
That's painful. The last time that happened, I believe Bobby Cox was there.
Yeah, well.
So, that's been a bit.
It's been a while.
Anywho, and just to preface this, the only soccer I ever watch is World Cup, and I'm much happier with the United States involved. But we'll look forward to that in the year, say, 2040 or whenever we get our act together.
Will we look forward to that?
Do what now?
Will we look forward to that?
Well, at that point, I hope not to be a doddering idiot, but we'll see. Some people on your text line would say I already am, so. Never mind. But I don't like these shootouts and their overtime rules. In fact, it got me thinking, the NFL once had overtime rules correct. You play a quarter, then it's a tie, just like, you know, soccer does. Come playoff time, obviously you got to play till somebody wins. But I don't like both teams getting the ball in football. Just don't. I don't like these shootouts. Just keep playing. I think Spain would have won that game had it not been for shootouts.
Yeah, I mean,
and I think the Russians clearly played the game that way because they weren't going to win the other way. Now, to their credit, they held Spain off, took it to the shootout, and won. But still, that seems inherently wrong.
Yeah, look, I'm not a big fan of shootouts. The one thing I will say is in soccer, where you can go forever without scoring, if there's a game that needs a method to settle things, it may be that one.
Well, I mean, you take Major League Baseball. They don't do that. Don't tinker with the rules and start somebody.
Well, they've started to discuss doing things like that.
Yeah, I've also heard they started discussing bringing a designated hitter to the National League, and I do not want any part of that. I like it the way it is. In fact, I'm in favor of getting rid of the designated hitter altogether. these overtime rules are ridiculous.
Football, well, yeah, not just that, but in virtually every sport. I mean, the football overtime rules are an abomination. Both college and pro rules are absolute abomination. It's hard to know which is worse. I mean, it's just arbitrary, random. I mean, just let field goal kickers decide. See who can kick the longest field goal, and we'll decide who wins. I mean, it's just stupid. It's not the same game.
Well, if you're going to have some sort of a shootout in soccer, it looks to me like you wouldn't stick a guy point blank there with a goalie. You should be allowed to have the whole team up there in defense, and if you can get it around them, then more power to you.
Yeah.
Or set him back at way past midfield and tell him to kick it in. Otherwise, just play another period. Somebody's finally going to run out of gas, and they're going to score.
Are they, though, Ed? I mean, is there, or might we just play forever? And again, there will come a point where, you know, it's a very demanding game athletically. I mean, it's all running, you know, and there just comes a point where, you know, I think you just can't do it anymore.
I guess, and here's what I tweeted Mickey this morning. England hasn't won a World Cup since 1967.
I thought they'd lose today.
Well, they didn't.
I know.
The thing is, I don't know why they don't. They've got the Premier League over there, and I don't watch that, and I don't watch the South American or Central American leagues, but I'm seeing a trend where European teams are advancing now. I would still say Brazil's the favorite. However, how do you explain the losses of, say, Argentina? And by the way, France didn't need the penalty kicks on that one. They just went out there and bushwhacked them offensively. So,
I still have trouble seeing you as French, Ed, but it's a revelation. I didn't know you were of French descent and heritage.
It's on dad's side, I am, and on mom's side, I'm actually English.
Okay.
So, you know. Whatever. Mm-hmm. We're all from Europe one way or the other, unless you're an American Indian. They're the only true Americans, if you get right down to
yeah.
Walter.
Yeah.
Native Americans.
Thank you, Ed.
Anyway, happy 4th to everybody.
Same to you, Ed.
And be safe.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate the call. Ed giving us some good information there. You want to get it? 654-7627. 654-7627. The text line's exploded. There are a lot of Ed. There are a lot of Ed calls as well. Guess you think some hating on LeBron. Of course, not true. Not true at all. I mean, I'm strictly pointing out what I think seems obvious. You know, we'll see how it plays out long term. And look, maybe there's some guys who don't feel that way. Maybe Lillard wants to play with LeBron. Maybe Kawhi Leonard wants to play with LeBron. He clearly doesn't want to play in San Antonio. You know, Kawhi Leonard's sort of a different cat. Maybe he's looking for that. And Kawhi Leonard could certainly be LeBron, Scottie Pippen. And more. He's you know, the same caliber defensive player and a much better offensive player than Scottie Pippen was. So, you know, there's that. I mean, maybe that's possible. We'll see. To the Northland Communication phone lines, Craig. Craig, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Walt?
How are you doing, Craig?
I wasn't going to call, but Ed called, and I had to call.
Yeah.
Ed, you dolt. You're a 50-year-old white male born in America. What are you doing watching soccer? Okay? Soccer is for these young people who grew up on it because their parents wouldn't let them do anything else with their yuppie cars. It's soccer. No male American over 50 should give a curve, can't swear, should give a darn about soccer. It's soccer. Keep it over in Europe where it belongs, and don't bring it to my country. And while we're at it, I wish LeBron James...
Craig's country, Ramona. Did you know his name's Craig's country?
I heard that. I didn't know it was Craig's country.
Yeah, I should have my own country.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's soccer. The World Cup.
You know, Craig, I bet you there are a lot of people listening right now who agree that you should have your own country.
No, all you adults who live, it's a soccer. It's the dumbest sport in the world, always has been, always will be. Keep it out of America and go away. If you want to be soccer, go wherever. Soccer. It's soccer. It's the only sport O.J. Simpson excelled at, okay? Soccer. I can't stand the sport, hate the sport, don't want it in my country, get rid of it. And you 50-year-old white males who want to watch soccer, leave. Leave now, and don't even – just leave now. It's the dumbest sport in the world.
You know, Ramona, Ramona.
It's one step below women's basketball.
If someone ever does,
right.
If
well,
someone
does, everybody have a safe, happy fourth. I wasn't gonna call. I told Ramona I haven't done something in a month. I did it today, so I'm in one of those moods. Everybody have a safe 4th of July. I love this country. I hate soccer. Keep it out of my country.
Thank you,
love
Craig.
You guys.
Thank you.
That's the opposite effect on him.
Yeah, Badger Mike wrote. Badger Mike wrote. It's football. Shut the hell up. You know, I think if something ever happens to Craig Ramona, there'll be way too many suspects.
Suspects. It'll be the longest dateline in history.
It'll be no way. And they'll be from so many groups, too. You know, you won't be able to point the finger at any one group because there'll be so many groups who would probably like to see some degree of harm come to them. You know, it's not good. Although he does have a vote, Ramona, Texter 607 says he'll vote for Craig for president now. They're not running in his favor on the text line, I can tell you that.
Oh, I started to say that's kind of...
But he does have one vote, Texter 607, Craig's vice president of some third world nation. Big Bad Bob. Bob, how are you?
Well, what I'm doing, I want to say everybody have a happy and safe Fourth holiday, July 4th, Independence Day, and think about all those people who fought for us and gave their lives for this great country here. And that gave Craig the opportunity to cuss out soccer. Did he say it was a conspiracy against football, our American football?
I'm not sure whether he said that or not, to be honest.
Well, listen, I just wanted to ask you something about, you know, I was keeping up with the Broad thing. He was supposed to golf on this Caribbean island, and I read what you were tampering. L.A. was tampering, but he was supposed to go to this secret room, spend a long holiday, decide what he wanted.
No. L.A. tampered previously with Paul George, not this time around.
Okay. Well, it looks like to me that Magic said, well, LeBron, if you come with us, we'll just let you get any players you want. And I bet LeBron called and all the people that he called said, oh, sure, we'll play with you. And then when he saw him start to sign somewhere else, I guess he signed with the Lakers. But I think you're right. I don't think people want to play with him there. Is that what you said a while ago?
Yeah, I mean, I think that players' numbers get worse, and there's been a lot of strife in that organization with LeBron versus other players. And I just think that players have looked around and thought, you know, I don't know, maybe that's not the best situation to be in, especially because I think there's a feeling that playing with LeBron now in the era of Golden State does not promise you a pot of gold at the end because of Golden State's enormity.
Yeah, and I talked with Paul of Inery about it, and I'll let him call and tell you what he thought about it. He's been a Lakers fan since the 60s, and so he's not happy, but he says he's got to deal with what he's got to deal with. But what was the player that blew in LeBron's ear? Did L.A. sign him?
Yeah.
Is that what?
Yeah, he's a teammate. Yeah, he's a teammate of LeBron's now. Lance Stevenson.
Well, listen, I really enjoyed your quarterbacks, and I want to let you go on with that. So carry on. Everybody have a safe holiday.
You too, Bob.
And
thank you.
Go Tigers.
Thank you, Bob.
I'm with you on Kelly Bryant. So I want to hear the rest of that. Appreciate the good job you do with that, Walt.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate the call, as always. You know, Ramona, this is wrong. It's on the text line. Ed, Craig, and Bob in consecutive calls, Time to start celebrating the 4th a little early.
Hey, I like all three of
them. Yeah, well, at least two of the three.
I like Craig, too.
At least two of the three. All right, we have lots to get to. We'll take a quick break. When we get back, we still have more calls to get to, but we're going back to the list. This is my top quarterback list for the college football season. We left off at 13 with Kelly Bryant. I'll tell you, in my mind, who the top 12 quarterbacks in America are for the upcoming season and why when we return.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
Summer's here, so before you put those toes in the water, the Pendleton Tire Company wants to make sure your tires are ready. The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Ride summer event's going on right now through July 31st at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase 4 qualifying Cooper tires and get up to a $100 Visa prepaid card after submission. So come on by and see Joey Welburn and Zach Garrison, or give them a call today at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility On Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
Mickey Pollard here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know that carpet plays a huge role in the health of your homes? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you keep it clean regularly. Get 3 rooms for only $129 and a free hallway when you mention Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Success. Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Tip to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, you're welcome to. We're talking about the top quarterbacks for the 2018 college football season. More specifically, the Road Rage top quarterback still to come. Team number 46 in the Road Rage countdown to a national champion. Quarterback number 12. Again, if you missed it, just to go through a few, Bentley was 19 in the top 20, and 18 was Dwayne Haskins, 17. Ramona, you have the list. 17 was Jordan Ta'amo. 16 was...
You want me to read them all?
Yeah, 16 was... Well, yeah, you have the whole list?
Yeah, Justin Fields was 25. Trevor Lawrence is 24. James Blackman is 23. DeAndre Francois is 22. Nick Fitzgerald is 21. 20 is Nate Stanley. 19, Jake Bentley. And you want to go on?
Yeah.
18 is Dwayne Haskins. 17 is Jordan Ta'ama.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Brett Rippin is 16. Mason Fine is 15. And 14 is Kyler Murray. And 13 is Kelly Bryant.
And that leaves us with 12. And number 12 is Georgia quarterback Jake Fromm. You know, Jake Fromm is in a similar situation to Kelly Bryant. Fromm obviously helped lead his team to the national championship game. I thought at the end of the year, I thought he played really well. I think that, by the way, Roddy, here's where you can't win. Texas writes, how is Jordan Ta'amu ranked ahead of Bentley? He started like 5 games. Say, before it was, Bentley, you didn't belong there at all. Now it's, why isn't Bentley higher? So, you know, you can't win. It's based on potential. I think Jordan Ta'amu has more potential. I think athletically he's better. And I think what he did in the second half of last year was really impressive. I think it's a better stretch than Jake Bentley has had at South Carolina. So that's what it comes down to. It's in part a play on potential, but it's a fair question. It's a fair question. 12 is Jake Fromm. The Georgia people probably think this is too low. I think it's about right because we need to see more from Jake Fromm. Again, the Jake Fromm we watched for most of last year was nothing but a game manager. Texter writes, Jared Stidham is feeling good about myself. Signed, Jared Stidham. Jake Fromm was a game manager for the vast majority of last year. And at the end of the season, the last couple games of the season, he threw the ball like 65 times. And for the first time, he really became something more than that. And he looked like not only does this guy have the intangibles, but maybe he also has the talent to go with it. And I believe all of that. I think that Georgia's lost some pieces. I think Fromm should be very good. He has to hold off Justin. He has to hold off Fields, and we'll see whether he can. You know, that's a situation, again, very similar to the Clemson situation, where here you have Kelly Bryant, Trevor Lawrence, and there they have Jake Fromm and Justin Fields. And we'll see whether he's able to do that. Going in, I think he's going to be able to. It's going to require that he continues to play well. But I think he's capable of that. You know, there's an almost Drew Brees type of element to Fromm. This leadership, you know, hitch your wagon to me, let's go kind of element with Fromm that you have to like. And again, I thought Fromm played really well against Alabama in the first half of that championship game. And I don't think anything that happened after that was on him. I think the momentum of that game shifted against Georgia with the inclusion of Tua Tagovailoa. But I think Fromm is certainly amongst the best quarterbacks in the country as we head into the year based on the relatively small sample size we've seen. Number 11 is Ryan Finley of NC State. Finley is a very accurate passer who I thought got better and better as the year went on. I thought he got better and better as the year went on. The textures are just ruthless people today, Ramon. And I think he, all told, I thought he had a very good season. You know, he's a guy who started out his career at Boise State, transferred to NC State. There were some signs at Boise State that he'd be pretty good. But I think he's just continued to elevate his game. And I thought he played well against the toughest opponents he faced last year. I thought he played well against Clemson. I thought he showed grit and toughness. And I would expect to see more of that from him this year. And he'll have to, because quite honestly, more of the onus is going to be put on that offense this year because the defense isn't going to be as good. You can't lose four guys to the National Football League off a defensive line the first 128 picks. And again, the fourth guy, Street, would have been taken in the first 100 picks if he hadn't blown out his ACL in the process. The other three guys went in the first 84 picks. So that entire defensive front would have all been chosen in the top 100 picks. It's inarguable. And therefore, that's a lot of talent. And NC State lost seven players to the draft, which is a lot for that team to lose. So Finley's going to have to be good to keep NC State playing at a similar level to where they played last year. He is number 11. Number 10, finally, Jarrett, it's your time, is Auburn quarterback Jarrett Stidham. You know, when I first saw Stidham play as a freshman at Baylor, I thought he had enormous potential. He could make all the throws a quarterback needed to make. He played with a lot of confidence. It wasn't just the system fit of the Baylor offense. He looked really good running it, and he displayed arm strength. He had talent. He was a five-star guy, and he looked like a five-star guy. Since then, he sort of lost at sea. You don't see that same degree of talent popping. And part of it, I think, was the system switch. While the offenses may have been similar, they weren't the same. And Stidham put up good numbers. He completed like 66% of his throws for over 3,000 yards. Played pretty well in a couple big games that Georgia had, or that Auburn had late in the year against Georgia and Alabama, and looked pretty good. Stidham is here based on his potential and the fact that he improved all year, and above all else, it's going to be his second year in the offense. He'll have another shot at it. And I think it's reasonable to expect that in shot two, he will improve. Jarrett Stidham makes the list at number 10. Number 9, and this is going to perhaps surprise some people. Number 9 is Justin Herbert. Now, let me explain. If you're asking me to rank the quarterbacks based on NFL potential and or who I think will be drafted first, I think Justin Herbert's going to be the first pick of the draft. Okay, I want you to hear what I'm saying. I think Justin Herbert will be the first quarterback taken, and I think he has the potential to be the number one pick in the draft. He's 6'6", has a big arm. His delivery, like with a lot of guys, his height is a little bit of a windup. The release is a little bit longer than I would like to see, but again, that's frequently seen in guys his height. And it's something he'll have to deal with. So why, if I think a guy is going to be the first pick in the draft or the first quarterback taken, would he be as low as 9? Well, why is because this is a college list. This list is about who's going to be the most effective quarterback playing collegiately, not what they're going to do at the pro level. And one of the things that Herbert has not been able to do is stay healthy. He's 6'6". He's a little like a giraffe. And he's fairly aggressive. He's a pretty good athlete, and he's willing to run the ball, and he takes some shots. And these things concern me. They concern me about his overall effectiveness, whether he can stay on the field for all 12 games, these type of things. You know, I mean, I considered him for one because, again, his talent demands it. If we're speaking strictly on pro potential, to be clear, strictly on pro potential, he's one. He's quarterback one. On this list, he's quarterback 9 because he's not yet. His numbers, if you examine all of his numbers without a start and an end, they look good. But he's got to find a way to stay on the field for a whole season and produce for a whole year. Until we see that, I can't put him higher than 9 collegially, in large part because of what the other guys in front of him have done. Number 8 is Trace McSorley of Penn State. McSorley's another guy who can be higher. He's tough as nails. He's a great leader. He's posted incredible numbers. There's nothing not to like. The kid has a big heart, a championship heart. He believes he can win every game. He was their most valuable player. Contrary to popular belief, it wasn't Saquon Barkley. It was Trace McSorley. And I think he'll still be good. The problem is the back end of the Penn State defense has to be totally reworked. He loses key weapons. He loses an All-American caliber tight end, whether I liked him or not. He loses to Sean Hamilton, who was his most polished route runner. These are things that impact the play of a quarterback. Overall, I think McSorley will still post numbers, but I think his team is only going to win like 8 games this year. And as such, I think he gets impacted by that. And quite honestly, he's in a tough group of players here where I think they all have ability. Trace McSorley, number 8. Number 7 is Drew Locke of Missouri. Locke is a guy I mentioned earlier in the show. Locke is a player who came out of high school as a 4-star. I watched his first game as a true freshman. Everything was short and quick. He was frail looking, and he had no ability to throw the ball vertically down the field at all. I mean, none. Zero. I've watched him every year progress. He's gotten bigger, stronger. His arm strength has improved. That doesn't always happen. It has in his case. He looks like a much different guy than the guy I saw as a freshman. He's more aggressive. He's improved dramatically. He's potentially a round one draft pick. He needs to do it against the better teams that they play, but I think he's capable of that. Part of that is the team that surrounds him hasn't been good enough to beat the best teams that they play. I mean, you know, they're playing at a high level of competition, and that supporting cast on both sides has just not been good enough. That's not an indictment of Drew Locke. I mean, if you watched Drew Locke last year, he threw the ball with authority. He threw the ball with authority. He looked like a potential round one quarterback. I expect to see more of the same from Drew Lock. And quite honestly, you know, I think that total number on Missouri is 7, 7.5. Missouri is a team that you can look to pull upsets this year. They may not win every game you expect them to because their overall talent still isn't good enough. But because of Drew Locke's ability and efficiency, they're going to upset some people and surprise some people. That was Drew Locke, number 7. Number 6 is Brian Lewerke of Michigan State. Brian Lewerke is a talent. I think that, and I've been talking about Lewerke for a long time. When I first saw Lewerke, he was frustrating to me because he just made too many mistakes. Even early last season, I thought he was still making more mistakes than I would like to see him make. But as the year went on, his confidence grew. And as his confidence grew, he stopped making the mistakes. And what you saw was the best of Brian Lewerke as the year went on. And he led Michigan State to a great season. And he was brilliant down the stretch of the year. And you're talking about a big kid who's like 6'4 and 230 pounds and really athletic with a strong arm and a quick release. There's nothing not to like about Brian Lewerke if he's limiting his mistakes as he has. And I just think he's going to get better and better. I think you're going to see more of the same this year. I think he may lead his team to an 11-win season. It's even conceivable to me that Michigan State gets into the college football playoff, and Lewerke will be a dangerous quarterback to face if he's able to accomplish that. Brian Lewerke, I think, is one of the most improved players in college football the last 2 years. I think his natural upside is higher than McSorley's, and that's why I have him above him. It is Brian Lewerke at number 6. When we come back, I'll tell you the top 5 quarterbacks in the country are for 2018 and why. I'll also tell you who team number 46 is in the Road Rage countdown to a national champion. I'll be back.
Hey guys, Kelly Bramlich here. I am very excited to announce that I'll be hosting my own show on Saturday mornings this summer. The Kelly Bramlich Show will air every Saturday throughout May, June, and July at 10 a.m. The hour-long show will feature insight and analysis, plus exciting interviews with special guests. That's the Kelly Bramlich Show, presented by Engineered Sleep, every Saturday this summer, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the...
Mickey Pollard here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know that carpet plays a huge role in the health of your homes? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you keep it clean regularly. Get 3 rooms for only $129 and a free hallway when you mention Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res. ZeroRes. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6161 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6161.
Do you really know Joe? He may not be who you think he is, but he delivers consistent product, great hospitality, great atmosphere, great everything, and of course, great pizza. You see, Joe's New York Pizza, with locations in Seneca and Clemson, doesn't rely on some special gimmick of the month. Joe does great pizza, subs, and fresh salads made with fresh ingredients. That's who Joe is. But you know him. He's all about the sauce. Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square in Clemson, and Seneca on Highway 123.
This 4th of July, your Health Dare team wants you to experience freedom from symptoms like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, IBS, and sleep apnea. Join clients like Larissa's husband, who stopped snoring after just a few weeks on the program and lowered his cholesterol. Sandy no longer has IBS symptoms, and she had them for 27 years. Jimmy was taken off his metformin within 2 weeks on the Health Dare. Lonzo's off his blood pressure meds, lost 200 pounds, and has kept it off for 2 years. The Health Dare works, and we want to help you take your life back. It's such an easy program. You don't have to go to the gym, and there's only two things you can't have. You can even have fast food. Don't wait. Book your free consultation today. And this week, you can buy one program and get one free. You can even start the Health Dare after that July picnic. Just come in this week to receive our Independence Day special. Grab your spouse or a friend and come in to see how we can help you experience freedom this year. Go to IDareGreenville.com. That's IDareGreenville.com. I dare you.
Up to the Road Rage. I'm still going to try and get to you on the phone, so hanging in there, Clemson Dad. I've got to get through the rest of this as promised, and we'll get to you. We are on our countdown, the Road Rage top 25 college quarterbacks for the 2018 season. We still have team 46 to get to. Hey, by the way, well, no, I'll tell you this later because I'll be giving away 46. No, we are not on tomorrow. We are off for the holiday, like good Americans, stuffing our faces. You want to get in 654-7627. All right, Ramona, we left off with number six, which was Brian Lewerke of Michigan State on the top 25 Road Rage quarterbacks for the college football season, and that leaves us five. Number five is a name that probably not many of you know. Five is Justice Hansen, and I know that name is not going to be popular, and I get it, but we're always the first to tell you about talent on this show. I told you about him last year. I'm telling you about him again. Justice Hansen of Arkansas State is the real deal. He's 6'4". He's 220-plus pounds. He has a real quick release, strong arm, and he's athletic. He's a dual threat. I think he'll throw for 5,000 yards this year, and I think he'll climb up draft boards. I think he's going to be a guy to watch. I'll tell you right now, I think there's a real chance that by season's end, Justice Hansen is a round one NFL draft pick quarterbacking at Arkansas State. And I know no one else has said that anywhere. So you're hearing it here as usual first. Justice Hansen, go watch the film. I'll tell you something. There are times he looks a little Marino-ish. I'm not saying he's Dan Marino. I'm just saying there are times his release makes him look a little Marino-ish. It's a very similar release. It's a very similar throwing motion. And again, he's athletic. He's physical. He runs the football. He's going to lead Arkansas State to a great year. In fact, I looked at Arkansas State in thinking about this and with a consideration that maybe I'd offer them as a total play, but the number was surprisingly high to me. I think it was 9, and they play Alabama early in the year. They're not going to beat Alabama. Their defense isn't any good, but if you want to see what talent looks like, tune in to watch Justice Hansen against Alabama, because they're not going to win that game. Their defense isn't good. They're not going to stop Alabama or any of that stuff. They're not really going to compete. But he's going to move the ball on that defense and on that secondary. Watch him. Justice Hansen, Arkansas State. Number four, speaking of Alabama, number four is Tua Tagovailoa. Now, some of you out there are saying, but Walt, you said he was God's gift to football last spring. He is. He is. He's won a national championship. But what he hasn't done is completed a season. And he still has this specter of kooky Nick Saban with his kooky Jalen Hurts. And I don't know how that impacts Tua Tagovailoa. I don't know what their little game plan is there. I mean, the game plan should be obvious. It's to move Jalen Hurts to strong safety, improve your secondary, and play Tua Tagovailoa every play that he can stand. But I don't think that's the game plan. Therefore, because of that uncertainty, and because of the fact that I believe Tua Tagovailoa has some of the most unique skills I've ever seen at quarterback. And I said that last spring. But he still hasn't played a whole season. I still need to have him play a whole season, stay healthy, make it through the process. As yet, that hasn't happened. So at this point, I can't put him higher than fourth, even though I think he could be one. And from a talent standpoint, I'd make him one. I would make him one. But I just need to see it all come together for him over the course of a whole season. That leaves me with three. Number three, sorry, Richard Rodriguez, you don't get the benefit, but Khalil Tate. Khalil Tate is Lamar Jackson-like, and he's going to do it out west against pedestrian defenses in a league that lost most of their elite quarterbacks. He's a little thicker than Lamar Jackson, but he's capable of authoring the exact same type of season as Lamar Jackson did when he won the Heisman Trophy 2 years ago. He's a guy who could account for 50 touchdowns. In fact, I think he will. I think he'll account for 50 touchdowns. I think he's going to be a serious threat to win the Heisman Trophy. I think he's going to put up insane numbers in that league all year long. And by season's end, he's going to be a household name if he isn't already. So Khalil Tate is number three on my list. And that leaves me with just two. Number two is Central Florida quarterback Mackenzie Milton. Again, this is not about the National Football League. It's about playing quarterback collegiately. Do you know how many touchdowns Mackenzie Milton accounted for last year? 45. Mackenzie Milton is a magician. Now, if he was still running the Scott Frost offense with the same weapons, he'd be one. But he's not. He's running a new offense, the Josh Heupel offense, and he's lost some weapons. And so I think there's a question whether he can repeat the exact same type of year. Here's what there isn't a question about. This kid is like 5'10 and about a buck 75. He rushed for over 600 yards, threw for over 4,000 yards. He carved up Auburn in the bowl game, a healthy Auburn with a healthy Kerryon Johnson, tore them to pieces in the second half of that game, just shredded that defense, and that defense was really good. Milton has the quickest release in college football. He can throw it from any angle. He can throw it off any step. He's just like a magician. I'm not sure I've ever seen anybody quite like him. He's some sort of combination of Manziel and Baker Mayfield and Doug Flutie all rolled up into one. That's who he is. He's just special at the collegiate level. Now, he's never going to play pro football. He doesn't have elite arm strength. His arm strength amongst these top 10 guys is probably last. But he can make all the throws a college quarterback needs to make. And he's tremendously competitive. And his accuracy, his ability to throw the ball off any step from any angle and to get it out immediately makes him almost impossible to defend running these new age offenses. And as I said from the beginning, this list is about the best college quarterbacks. It's not about who's going to be the better pro. Justin Herbert would be here. It's about who's going to be the better college quarterback. And for that reason, Mackenzie Milton is here. Because there's not a better up-tempo spread offense quarterback in America than Mackenzie Milton. There just isn't. He is just special. He won every single game last year. And if you actually took the time to watch him, he was remarkable. Auburn knows. Because he slaughtered them in the second half of that game. And finally, that leaves us with one. And the one is Will Grier. Will Grier played with junk at West Virginia last year. That team lost everybody from the year before. They only returned like 55% of their offense and defense from last year to this year, but that's about 45% more than they returned last year. And Will Grier won anyway. And he won right up until the time he was injured at the end of the season. And he put up enormous numbers. Again, he's not a guy who looks the part. He looks thin. He looks frail. He doesn't look the part. But he's a leader. He personally elevated the level of that entire team last year. And I expect more of the same from him this year. That schedule is brutal at the end. It's pretty workable at the beginning. But I think Will Grier is the best college quarterback in America entering the season. Given the continuity he has at the position, given the fact his number one weapon is back, he has a really Davis Stills, he's a really talented running back. I think he has the weapons and the system in place to throw for 4,500 yards and to produce a really big season in the Big 12 and maybe even lead West Virginia to the Big 12 title. So Will Grier is number one on the list. And there are the Road Rage top 25 college quarterbacks for the upcoming season. That then, Ramona, leaves us one thing to do. Team 46 in the Road Rage countdown. Hit it. If I told you that Seth Luttrell will like this selection, would you know who I'm talking about? How about you Tar Heel fans? Would you know who I'm talking about? Is it conceivable that Seth Luttrell could be your next head coach after you fire Larry Fedora at the end of this season? I mean, he may have been the offensive brains anyway. Number 46, who, by the way, is quarterbacked by number 15. There's your connection. Number 46 is North Texas. North Texas had a great year a year ago. They finished 7-1 in league. Their defense is not elite, but their offense was. And they were led by Mason Fine, the aforementioned Mason Fine, who's number 15 on my quarterback list. They lose Jeffrey Wilson, their leading tailback. By the way, you know how many passes little Mason Fine threw last year? 511 times he threw the ball. They lose Jeffrey Wilson at tailback, but they get Nick Smith back. Smith was their second leading rusher. He rushed for 708 yards. They get Lawrence, Guyton, and Bussey back. That's not a law firm. Those are the top three receivers for Mason Fine. The bottom line is this. I have a quarterback who threw for over 4,000 yards. He was incredible. He's a little like Mackenzie Milton of Central Florida. In fact, there's some real similarities. He gets his top three wide receivers back. That means another big statistical year for the Fighting Mason Fines. You know, if you want to know what Mason Fine's about and what North Texas is about, they trailed their division rival, Texas San Antonio, who's the best defensive team in that league. They trailed them with 67 seconds left last year when Fine got the ball on his own 2-yard line. In 67 seconds and 5 completions, he drove his team 98 yards and won the game in the final seconds. That's who Mason Fine is at quarterback at North Texas. Seth Luttrell is a former North Carolina offensive coordinator who's the coach at North Texas. Defensively, this team is not great. EJ Elijah is their EJ Elijah is their number one tackler. He's an all conference type player. Had 109 tackles and 7 sacks. They also return their third, fourth, and fifth leading tacklers in Muhammad Hall and Garner. They return a good portion of this defense. Again, this defense is not great. It's not going to be great. Texas San Antonio in that division has more talent, but what they don't have is they don't have Mason Fine, and that's all that really matters. Mason Fine is going to lead his team to another 9-win type season, maybe even better than that. They'll have another berth in the conference championship game. Well, they'll probably lose again, but Mason Fine will do all he can do to make it possible. Enjoy the 4th of July. Remember the reason for the holiday. Waltip Tuller Road Rage. I'll see you Thursday.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Sports Flash.
I'm Jay Berman. We'll start with the Major League Baseball scoreboard. We have one final and 2 games in progress. Cubs come from behind to beat the Tigers 5-3. Kyle Schwarber with a